So my presentation today is I'll be sharing with you a survey research study which we recently completed. I am an assistant professor at East Stroudsburg University of Pennsylvania, and this is on a topic on a theory-based look at predictors for safer sex in college students. I don't have any relationships to disclose. Okay, so I'll start with HIV/AIDS as a broad topic, and all of us are aware of it being an alarming epidemic, and there's a big burden of HIV/AIDS cases, HIV-positive cases among college students, youths, adolescents, and some of the risk factors which have been identified and this is from the CDC, as you see, are early age at sexual initiation, lack of awareness, having a sexually transmitted infection, which makes one more vulnerable to getting an HIV infection, and then knowledge about correct and consistent condom usage. That's one of the factors relating to safer sex. And social cognitive theory is a theory, if someone is not familiar with that, it looks at people, their behaviors, and the environmental influences together in a dynamic relationship. And it has been used previously to study safer sex behaviors, safer sex practices, and there were some determinants which have been identified in the past, as you see there. And then there were a lot of instruments which have been used, survey research instruments, for studying parent-adolescent communications and safer sex behaviors in the past. And then self-efficacy is an important construct of this theory, again, that has been used repeatedly in literature and is found to be really very successful. So the purpose of my study was to predict safer sex behaviors among a state university using some of the constructs of social cognitive theory. This was a cross-sectional study design. We used a convenience sample of 200 college students, and we reached a sample of 180 sexually active students. The others were not found to be sexually active. So then we looked closely at this group, and then we developed scales. We had developed these scales. Self-report scales for five different constructs of social cognitive theory, which are all here. And we developed this instrument and it was validated for reliability, construct validity, and these were the results, and we have published some aspects of it earlier as well. We had the institutional board approval to conduct this study. And we used a pen and pencil-based survey where a sample of undergraduate majors were selected. And then we had the incentive of $5 gift cards for each of the participants for completing this survey. We analyzed this data using SPSS statistical package version 18, and it was analyzed looking at descriptive statistics, and also the predictors were found using stepwise regression techniques. So these are the results which I wanted to share. If you look at the demographics, the age, the mean age was about 20.8, and then there was a kind of distribution where the sophomores and juniors were, and the seniors were equal in distribution, and the male-female ratio was not a lot different. We asked different questions, like ever had sexual intercourse, and as I said, there were majority who said yes. And then we asked questions about had they ever taken a sexuality class in the past, or are they taking anything presently to see if that can bias the results. We looked at the GPA of these students and were they diagnosed with sexually transmitted disease ever. We looked at the number of sexual partners in the past year, and it's seen that majority were having just one partner in past year. And then we also looked at age at first sexual intercourse. So that was about 16, which probably we would have expected it to be around that age range. And then we came up with this predictive model, which has shows significance for three different predictors. The constructs are self-efficacy towards safer sex, situational perceptions towards safer sex, and self-control towards safer sex. And it shows about 48% of the variance which is explained. So the study clearly shows that social cognitive theory is a robust model to predict safer sex behaviors. Three constructs were identified which were significant and explained 48% of the variance, and these should be modified if any interventions need to be planned or conducted among these populations. We had limitations as we, since it was a self-report study, there is a self-report bias, there is a recall bias, social desirability bias, because people, students are going to reflect themselves positively while answering some of the questions. And we were not looking at some other constructs like environment, emotional coping, which are a part of social cognitive theory, but we didn't look at that. And it was a cross-sectional design done at one point, and it was, you can generalize it to a particular college campus. It has a limited generalizability. So I would encourage to develop safer sex interventions in these populations, particularly these constructs could be utilized if a behavioral change intervention is planned in future. And there is some need to study this theory and behavior in different populations as well, diverse populations. And then there's a need for having some comparative studies with other theories as well, the other individual behavioral theories along with social cognitive theory. Okay, these are my references for the study. And I would like to thank the Department Office of Provost and the Office of Sponsored Research for funding this study, along with the Institutional Review Board and my graduate assistant who assisted me with data collection and data entry in this study. Thanks a lot for having you.